Muammar Gaddafi's grip on the government is looking a little shakier. There are reports in the British press that say there may be another wave of defections. Another senior Libyan official has been meeting with UK authorities in talks about a possible defection. It follows earlier defections from two high-profile members of Gaddafi's regime. The Independent newspaper says UK officials are in talks with 10 additional Gaddafi aides about how best to leave the country and the government. So far, the British Foreign Office won't comment on the nature of these latest talks. Meanwhile, Libyan opposition leaders say this morning that rebels will accept a ceasefire if Gaddafi pulls his forces back from cities. Joining us now live from Tripoli is David Kirkpatrick, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. David, what is the latest? And focus on this offer from the rebels, if you can.
I can't. I don't know a thing about it. So I can't help you with that. The latest, as far as I know, is the visit of a guy named Mohammed Ismail to London. He's the right-hand man for Saif al-Islam al-Qaddafi, the son of Colonel Qaddafi. And his visit, unlike Moussa Koussa, who went to London to stay, Ismail is on an authorized trip, we've been told by friends of Ismail, and will be returning. So he's there for some sort of negotiation, and I think that's going to be the main focus of the news today.
And, David, you know, the idea that there's a ceasefire offer from the rebels, which is sort of out of your sort of bubble there in Tripoli, but you are getting sort of a sense of the rumor mill regarding what government officials are maybe, you know, negotiating for an exit strategy. Is there any sense that the end is near, or are we just passing through a period of chaos?
Well, there's a lot of anxiety in the government, and I personally haven't confirmed that report from the rebels, because I haven't, until I hear from a colleague in Benghazi, I won't be quite confident of it, because there's so much disinformation floating around, including in the press.
No, understood.
But certainly there's a lot of anxiety, and I'm increasingly hearing government officials talk not with a tone of it's never going to happen, but this is what it'll be like when it'll happen, when Gaddafi goes, and won't it be terrible? And I even heard one foreign ministry official say to me the other day that he thought the end here was going to be some sort of negotiated solution between the Europeans and the Americans on one side, the Western powers, with the Gaddafi government. It surprised me, because that's, of course, not what the West thinks. The West sees this as a civil war with the rebels. But I think the Gaddafi government still sees this as a conflict between the Western powers and Gaddafi, and I suspect that's what some people in the family, possibly Saif and his father, think that Mohammed Ismail is up to in London.
A battlefield in Libya or a negotiating table? Where will the end game come? David Kirkpatrick, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.